welcome to the segment of Soul and Luna Cycle. This is brought to you by Be Simply, and this is Suzanne Toro. And I want to thank you for joining us on this full moon meditation in a month known by the Gregorian count of August, on the 11th day in a year that will be known as 2022. We have that full moon approaching around 6:52 Pacific Coast time on the North American continent. Somewhere that is a accurate or inaccurate prediction. We'll see. Either way, we're here to listen at the full moon and the new moon. That's what I encourage everyone to do, irregardless of what people write about it, say about it, predict about it. It's personal to you. And when we reflect, something really powerful happens, because we get to listen for ourselves. And that listening is your guidance. And in the near future, you know, we may have a complete different relationship with all these different stories and programs that the human race has been under, that we've been under. And so we will acquiesce. However, I will still continue to encourage you to listen, especially when we have celestial bodies in and around us that are both natural and unnatural. We can look and feel and see what they have to reflect. And so what seems to be rising in and around what I'm observing, and I encourage you to do your own observing, is that those veils that dropped at the new moon are amplifying right now. And there is a fast-paced motion to those reveals. And it's really important at this point for all of humanity to pay attention and listen for yourself. And this is a time to be radically honest with yourself. You're getting the opportunity to not repeat the same mistakes, hint, that you've made before. And so, if you so do choose, pause, sit, listen, pay attention, recapitulate what patterns you've been in throughout your lifetime and what you're ready to liberate. And there might be a lot of temptation out there, a temptation to take the easy path. Just listen deeply about that. We, as I've mentioned, are on an agricultural planet. It takes space for things to ripen. And if you force things faster than they are ready to ripen, they won't taste good. And there's a reason, like fruit, it's important for fruit to ripen on a tree. All the nutrients are there and they're ready to go. Same, you know, there's a reason a baby gestates in the womb for a certain amount of time. So all the sequences of events can happen, and the growth and the ripening and the readiness for that soul to come out and greet the new life. So each and every one of you have this moment just to sit and be, and after just to already engage in the outside world, per what typically happens on these full moons, is energies are heightened. People are ready to engage, but sometimes it's not so eloquent. So the best you can, just observe. Be observant of what is going on in and around you, and take action that serves your highest and best if you so do choose. This is your personal choice. You have 100% free will to express yourself in every moment as you wish. And if you want to do that at your highest and best, that will benefit many. So as we go into this meditation, I just welcome you to be. Just be in repose. And as you do, we're just going to come up into that upright seated position and just let everything fall away, even my words. And then just taking a nice, soft, gentle breath up into your heart center. And then exhale out. Again, inhale. And exhale. Good. Again, inhale. And exhale. And as you continue to follow your breath in and out, just welcome you to utilize the breath and a soft gaze down in front of you as your focal point. Just notice the breath, continuing to breathe in and out. Thank you. And just gently, as we transition into the sound portion of this segment, welcoming you to lean back if you're in upright seated position, or lay down completely on the floor or your bed or your sofa into Shavasana, corpse pose, on your back, palms face upward, taking another deep breath in and out. Again, inhale and exhale.
Oh, I. Mm-hmm. Mm.
welcome to the segment of Soul and Luna Cycle. This is brought to you by Be Simply, and this is Suzanne Toro. And I want to thank you for joining us on this full moon meditation in a month known by the Gregorian count of August, on the 11th day in a year that will be known as 2022. We have that full moon approaching around 6:52 Pacific Coast time on the North American continent. Somewhere that is a accurate or inaccurate prediction. We'll see. Either way, we're here to listen at the full moon and the new moon. That's what I encourage everyone to do, irregardless of what people write about it, say about it, predict about it. It's personal to you. And when we reflect, something really powerful happens, because we get to listen for ourselves. And that listening is your guidance. And in the near future, you know, we may have a completely different relationship with all these different stories and programs that the human race has been under, that we've been under. And so we will acquiesce. However, I will still continue to encourage you to listen, especially when we have celestial bodies in and around us that are both natural and unnatural. We can look and feel and see what they have to reflect. And so what seems to be rising in and around what I'm observing, and I encourage you to do your own observing, is that those veils that dropped at the new moon are amplifying right now. And there is a fast-paced motion to those reveals. And it's really important at this point for all of humanity to pay attention and listen for yourself. And this is a time to be radically honest with yourself. You're getting the opportunity to not repeat the same mistakes, hint, that you've made before. And so, if you so do choose, pause, sit, listen, pay attention, recapitulate what patterns you've been in throughout your lifetime and what you're ready to liberate. And there might be a lot of temptation out there, a temptation to take the easy path. Just listen deeply about that. We, as I've mentioned, are on an agricultural planet. It takes space for things to ripen. And if you force things faster than they are ready to ripen, they won't taste good. And there's a reason, like fruit, it's important for fruit to ripen on a tree. All the nutrients are there and they're ready to go. Same, you know, there's a reason a baby gestates in the womb for a certain amount of time. So all the sequences of events can happen, and the growth and the ripening and the readiness for that soul to come out and greet the new life. So each and every one of you have this moment just to sit and be. And after just already engage in the outside world, per what typically happens on these full moons, is energies are heightened. People are ready to engage, but sometimes it's not so eloquent. So the best you can, just observe. Be observant of what is going on in and around you, and take action that serves your highest and best if you so do choose. This is your personal choice. You have 100% free will to express yourself in every moment as you wish. And if you want to do that at your highest and best, that will benefit many. So as we go into this meditation, I just welcome you to be. Just be in repose. And as you do, we're just going to come up into that upright seated position. And just let everything fall away, even my words. And then just taking a nice, soft, gentle breath up into your heart center. And then exhale out. Again, inhale. And exhale. Good. Again, inhale. And exhale. And as you continue to follow your breath in and out, just welcome you to utilize the breath and a soft gaze down in front of you as your focal point. Just notice the breath, continuing to breathe in and out.